wake up with you next to me.
Kid Tom wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
If you follow on social media, this gentleman travels the world mainly doing good work for various sporting codes, not just one specific sporting code, but sport by and large is an incredible tool. And to use it effectively, you've got to kind of invest in a grassroots level. And there's got to be a sustainability, which is key, obviously. And through the foundation that is Laureus Sport for Good, globally, the world has seen a significant change in that focus, in the focus of grassroots development and making sure there are generations to come of people that will excel in various sporting fields. So if you've watched carefully and you know who this gentleman is, you would see that he's been making his way around the world with various sporting codes, doing great work with Laureus Sport for Good, amongst various other things as well, like his own wine show, his own talk show, and numerous... I mean, he's a family man, let me just tell you, right? So juggling all these responsibilities, he also happens to be a really good mate. Dan Nicol, good morning, sir.
A very good morning to the Smile FM team. Lovely to see you guys.
You've had a busy year.
It's been a crazy year. It's been a terrific year. I've had a great deal of fun.
Yeah.
It's been a busy one. But yeah, it's been really, really good. And it's been an uplifting year because I've seen a lot of really good stuff this year, which puts a bit of faith back in humanity, where sometimes the front pages can erode that just a touch.
Spot on. You've and I love this about what you've done, is that you've realized that doing various things that in the past that you've done took a lot of your time to do, right? So you've streamlined what you've done without losing focus of what it is that you want to achieve. And I think of your show, I think of, the Dan Really Likes Wine. I think of a lot of what you've done this year to make life a little easier for you to be able to access the parts of the world that you couldn't last year due to commitments you had here. Busy year, and I think again of Laureus and what you've done. You were just, what awards was that you had last weekend? Was that?
Yeah, I was in Zurich last weekend with the Laureus Switzerland team. Actually, I was over with IWC. I'm looking to do some work with them in different parts of the world. And they had a huge charity night. And it was a great night. And it was a really big fundraiser. And we had a Lewis Hamilton watch, which sold. I can see you dribbling as the complete watch addict that you are. But what was really interesting there, what I try and do is I have a lot of people I travel around the world hosting events for. And when I'm traveling, I try and see if I'm somewhere where Laureus has a footprint, which is 40 countries and counting at the moment, try and do something there while I am there. And you think, oh, yeah, Switzerland, yeah, it's full of banks and chocolates and cuckoo clocks and loads of money, and yeah, surely you can't need charity in Switzerland. But there's so much that kids all over the world are facing in terms of challenges. And Switzerland is no exception. Switzerland sits in Europe. Europe has got things like migrant crises and problems with immigration and refugees. And there are lots of spaces where sport has got the greatest ability to go in and just try and give a bit of hope and create a little bit of change and make things just that little bit better. And so to see Fabian Cancellara as the Laureus chairman, the great cyclist in Switzerland, Sean Fitzpatrick, who chairs Laureus internationally, and then a whole pile of great, great Swiss celebrities coming together. A very, very large sum of money was raised. It's always very impressive when you go internationally, because the moment you change it into rand, it sounds like you're reading out the GDP of Belgium that you made in one night. But that's going to have a huge impact. Just as I'm in Hong Kong next week, again, I've got some work with some of my clients out there, but we're doing some Laureus stuff as I'm there. And there's a really big challenge with mental health children in a city where kids are under a huge amount of pressure. So what can we do with sport to alleviate that challenge? And then, as we know, here in South Africa, we've got, I think, 30-odd projects now across South Africa, a whole range of sport. And again, just giving kids who often grow up in quite challenging circumstances a space where they feel a little bit safer, a little bit happier, a little bit more hopeful, and just try and have a little impact. And the great thing about this is every kid you impact, it then impacts on their family, on their friends, and there's a ripple effect. So that's what we kind of do. You know, you don't change the world overnight, but you do try and nudge it in the right direction.
And the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show Friday morning featuring Dan Nicol, who's done incredible work in the South African wine world as well, not only because he consumes large vast quantities.
Research, Ryan. Research. Let's clarify these things, please.
But also because of his love and his passion passion and his give back, and it stems from many, many years ago, because as long as I've known Dan, his involvement, even with things like the very first Epic, thinking about the wine farms that were involved with Epic, and we chatted about this the last time, going through the various wine farms and then coming up with a selection of wines representing those wine farms. You've flown the flag for many a South African a wine, but I mean, we're so lucky, and I don't think we realize how lucky we are when it comes to the wine the wine regions that we have in South Africa.
Sorry, I'm just finishing that Chardonnay. One of the things you really understand, I was having a conversation yesterday with Mike Radcliffe, Villafonte chairs up Stellenbosch Wine Reads, and we were talking about how we so often speak about South African wine is great wine and it's great value. And it's something that we really hope is going to fall away from the conversation, that great value part, in due course, because yes, it is. But the moment you say value, there's a subconscious association, or maybe it's not quite that good. Just the quality of wine, and I've travelled a lot this year. When you, I spent several weeks in America in August, and aside from the fact that every time I bought anything, my bank manager WhatsApped me to ask if I'd bought property in America. it's a very expensive place to go and visit when you come from South Africa. But you look to buy a bottle of wine, and you're buying a decent bottle of wine for an obscene amount of money, because that's what it is over there. And then you come back home, and you just revel in the quality. And I was out in Stellenbosch yesterday. We were doing some filming, looking at some of the wine bars. Stellenbosch is the world's greatest urban wine route by a mile. Like, there are 17 wine bars, and that was yesterday, so they're probably 19 by now. just these charming little celebrations of such extraordinary wine. We've got brilliant winemakers. Just look out the window at the sunshine. It's an incredible country for making wine, and there is nowhere better for me in the world. And we get to celebrate that through Dan Really Likes Wine. The show is going through some really cool changes, but we're doing really nicely. We've got some great support from a whole lot of people, and the Dan Really Likes Wine podcast joins the stable in the next few weeks. So again, it does mean you have to do a lot of research and appreciation.
I love that.
But these are sacrifices one must make.
I can't think of anything better. The rest of the year, what do you got planned? Very quickly.
So the really big one with Laureus, which I'm so excited about. First week of December, we do the Laureus Challenge 2024. We were supposed to be in New Zealand earlier on this year. We've moved it instead to South Africa, because most of the people who come want to see what a World Cup trophy looks like. only kidding, Sean Fitzpatrick. So it's going to be about 100 of us. We've got 2 days in the Himalaya, 2 days in Stellenbosch, Frankrijk. It's 100 kilometres over 4 days. Dame Jessica Ennis-Hill coming out to join us from the UK, one of the great Olympians. Sir Andrew Strauss, the former England cricket captain. Brian O'Banner will be spending 4 days taking selfies, entertaining us all, and spamming social media. And congratulations on it. I know Brian is a big fan of the show. Brian is, he replaced Mornay Duplessis as our chair of Laureus South Africa. And what was really nice is Ryan's test debut was Mornay's last game for South Africa, which was a really nice segue. So Brian will be there. Skulk Brits will be there, hugging everybody every day. absolutely obsessed with hugging. Sara Kumalo, I saw Sara during the week, the first black African woman to summit Everest, skied to the South Pole, done the seven summits. She's mad, but wonderfully so. And then some really influential guests coming in from around the world, getting to see the beauty of the Western Cape, getting to experience the hospitality of South Africa, and getting to help us support Laureus Sport for Good here in South Africa as well.
We will chat before that happens on this show, because we've got the month of November, and I can't wait to have you back. Hopefully we can twist Dan's rubber arm and get to do this show one morning for before they head off for one of their amazing endeavors live from wherever you guys are. That would be special for us as well.
I'm quite happy to delay it in the morning and then just run to catch up with Dame Jessica Ennis-Hill at the front. But that would be great. And you guys are so supportive of everything. That would be absolutely wonderful. So thank you.
Dan Nicol on social media, ladies and gents. Go give this man a follow. He is incredible. What a great human being. What a great friend. And what a great ambassador for Brand South Africa globally. Thanks, Dan. Looking forward to chat to you soon again, my mate.
Can't wait.
Follow us on Facebook
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.